If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand. Make sure you get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Download our app, if you haven't done that already, for your mobile device.
Okay.
You can take us and stream us wherever you go, but also you want to make sure you tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yep.
A couple of weeks back, we asked Josh Fowler, television producer Josh Fowler, NBC Sports Boston, to create a Photoshop of Carol Baskin with Giselle. Carol Baskin.
Yeah. All right, real quick here. I want all of our women listeners to turn your radio up. And I know we have a lot of you women listeners out there. It's a good PSA for you. You have the ability now with salons open to, you won't have a blow dry, but you get your hair colored or your hair cut. They won't blow dry it for you. And I've heard this argument. It's been argued in my house. And I have two daughters. So I have a wife. And there's something to be said for paying money for a good hairdo or a good haircut. Ain't nothing worse in this world than having bad hair, okay? So don't be driving
down CVS. Is that the worst thing in the world?
It ain't good when you watch The Tiger King, right? And you know what Carol Baskin's hair looks like, okay?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Pete, I want you to continue as we unveil this Photoshop that our good friend Josh did over at NBC Sports.
Awesome. Well, when you look at it, I don't know what the hair had. I don't even know what the hell just happened. But
what the hell just happened? You know what Carol Baskin's looks like, and you know what Giselle looks like. Okay, there you go.
Yes. Bang.
So get those two images ready. Okay. Got it.
Well, okay. How did this all come about? I don't remember this request.
Well, it's because we were doing the Florida Man,
the Joe Exotic,
Florida
the
Man, brain. And Tom Brady in Tampa, and Tampa is where Carol Baskin and her old sanctuary are located.
Okay.
So somehow we got to a point where Brady was meshed with Joe Exotic's face in the graphic for Florida Man. Right?
Yeah. Right.
There's Tom Brady as Joe Exotic. And we thought, why not make Giselle as
Carol Baskin?
As Carol Baskin. So it's the same process. It was putting Brady's face onto a Joe Exotic body. And now putting his wife's face onto Carol Baskin's body.
So there's our Florida Man graphic up there right now with Tom Brady and Joe Exotic.
Josh screwed this up.
But it's Brady's face. Like, you look at that, and that's Tom Brady's face.
That's Brady's face.
Well, you know exactly what it is. It's a cross between Joe Brady and Tom Brady and Joe Exotic.
Yes.
It's Tom Exotic.
That's Tom Brady. I see that picture. I say that's Tom Brady.
Love it. So we said, Josh, can you do the same with Carol Baskin and Giselle?
That would be very funny. Now I remember. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so he's done it.
So he's done it. And there it is.
What?
And
What are we looking at?
It looks like it doesn't look weird as in like that could be a person.
No, but it looks like one of those ladies from like Real Housewives of one of them Orange Counties or something. You know what I mean? Like one of them.
Okay, so it looks like a person, correct?
Yes.
Like, if you saw the photo, you'd be like, okay, that's just some woman. I don't know who that is.
But I would say that's Giselle. It looks
exactly
like completely different.
That's my point. It doesn't look like Carol Baskin.
Use
and it doesn't look like Giselle. I don't know who
this
it is.
This is the one he should be using.
Who is that woman? I think he melded their faces together.
So we
put this one up.
So we wanted a...
I'm like doing this where you block out. You're like, is that her?
So we wanted something fun on the order of the Tom Brady and Joe Exotic thing, and instead he created a new woman. He created
he
a woman.
Like Weird Science. That movie, that, Weird Science.
That neither looks like Giselle or Carol Baskin.
Yes.
It's just why over grandma here, and grandpa together, in the closet.
Just put together this Photoshop. Right.
Yes. That's what we wanted. That's better. Okay,
thank
now
you.
That's Giselle on a bike.
No.
That's Giselle on a bike. That's Giselle on a bike with bad hair.
What's with the face?
Go to the other one.
Doesn't look like Giselle.
Good as it does. Go to the other one, Josh. Move to the next one.
How many
one
are there?
Side view.
How many are there?
Oh, there's a couple.
That's not. I don't know.
No,
what
not
I'm
that
looking.
One. No, no, no. The one you texted us. The one that the Tom Morgan texted us. This one. Put this one up.
By the way, on Twitter right now, at Zoe and Bertrand on Twitter, I retweeted it as well if you want to see the picture
okay,
that we're talking
Beetle,
about.
Beetle, you pinpointed what is wrong with this whole thing. The original Florida Man graphic, you immediately identify as Tom Brady's face with some Joe Exotic features. In all these Giselle and Carol Baskin mashups, it's Carol Baskin's face with, I guess, something Giselle-like going on somewhere else, but I don't really, you can't tell. I don't know what I'm looking at.
Giselle's face with her awful hair, with Carol's awful hair.
Yes, it needs to be Giselle's face, but Carol's...
Yeah, tied to the side like a flower child, like a flower in her
right,
hair.
Right, right.
Are you going to San Francisco?
It's flipped. It needs to be Giselle's face, but
Jesus,
with
Josh.
Carol Baskin qualities.
I mean, they've got nothing to do. They don't have to get anything ready for the early edition. Nothing for the night show. Everybody's in Zoom.
I just find it so...
It took weeks to do this. I could have had our intern do this.
He created a whole new person with that first one.
He said, let's go play Weird Science in our bedroom. Come on, Wyatt.
Give her the knee shooters.
Thank you, Artie.
So wait, T-Bone was working on one? And
T-Bone took the entire Hardy headlines at 1 o'clock and put that together.
What T-Bone did is what I wanted.
I can't see
it. I want T-Bones.
T-Bones is worse than Josh's.
Tom's is better. Because at least you got Giselle's face with, at least you got Carol's face with really good hair on it. And my point was going to be, you could be as ugly as Carol Baskin's, but if you pay to have your hair done well and have it done well, you can make yourself a looker.
Louth turned to me and he said, can you do one in 90 seconds? And I said, yes.
And what he did in 90 seconds.
I did that in
90 seconds.
We hit headlines. I didn't even have the app downloaded on my phone yet.
And yours is still better than Josh Fowler's.
It's not better. It's the same problem. It doesn't look like either one.
No,
you
doesn't.
Show me a picture of that. Who is that? I don't know. I don't know who that is. You show me the Tom Brady, Joe Exotic one. You're like, oh, that's Tom Brady with Joe Exotic hair. And Tom's, Josh's, both of them. I don't know. You're back there creating people, and it's weird. We're in the uncanny valley. I don't like it.
I don't know. Maybe it's not possible, Hardy. Maybe it's just that Carol Baskin doesn't have a distinct enough look to have the same elements as the Joe Exotic.
That's what happens when you're Pat. You can either be a man or a woman.
Right? I mean,
but if you put Giselle's face on Carol standing in front of a tiger cage with her husband next to her, that would work, right?
Yes. Yes, that would work.
Do we not understand the concept of morphing the two together? Did you see the ones with Wallach? Wallach has the mustache. People have been superimposing Wallach's head on all these different things throughout the course of the day. It's not that hard. Why don't you do it? Is that what you said?
Oh, this is official chiming in now.
Okay.
Okay. According to John. Okay. I got it. He's all over the Slack chat now. The problem is, according to Josh, Joe Exotic has really defining features. Baskin's hair on Giselle just looks like Giselle with bad hair.
I get what he's saying. Joe Exotic has those golden bangs. He's got the mustache. He's got some elements to him that you can add on to Brady.
Which is why you have to put her in front of a tiger cage or on her YouTube channel, sitting in front of the computer screen, one of the iconic images of Carol Baskin.
Right. Where she looks like Jan Brady. Oh, my, look at my hair. It flips like this, Marshall. Look at it flip.
Because I don't know.
Why does everybody like Marshall all the time?
Don't know
Marshall.
Looking at.
Boy, Josh.
I just. very unsettled by all of it.
Does he listen to the show? Like, we always say that, too. Like, hey, do people listen to the show?
Yes, he listens.
Someone's a comment or have advice for the show. Do you really listen to our show?
No, of course he
did. Do you understand what it is?
He understands. He understood the request. I think we're all just we're confused at the product. That's all.
A little disappointed. That's all.
Well,
I'm excited for one.
I think the best suggestion to come out of this is you come up with something, Zoe.
I know, of course. Like, well, this looks like some.
How about one of your famous caricatures? Could you do a caricature?
Oh, I could do it.
Yeah, see?
This is like one of these women being interviewed by The View. You know, like the troubled. Hey, bring you in, Wayne. What's going on? What do you have to say? What upsets you? Yeah, or like Dr.
that
Phil.
One is weird. Like, the one on the bike is weird, too. I'm sorry.
It is, too. It's like creepy. That one's like, hey, you know what she looks like there? She looks like one of those characters from the vampire movies.
So right. If you did a caricature, would you do... Yeah.
I'd do Billy Lanny in a second.
Giselle's face with Baskin's features, or would you do Baskin's face with Giselle's
features? I would take Giselle's, her entire face, her nose, her neck, and all that, and I would put that on Carol Baskin's body the best I could with the awful hair and her awful shirts and her bike, and I'm going to ride a wide bike because I can't really ride a super bike, but yeah.
All right, can you do that during a commercial break?
He said he could do Billy Lanny. I'd do Billy Lanny.
No, he said do a character. I know Lanny. Like, right, go through his hat. I guess he probably has a zipped up sweatshirt on.
Billy Lanny has nothing to do with this conversation.
Cargo shorts,
study pictures all night tonight.
Zipped up hoodie.
He doesn't wear baseball hats. No.
Study pictures all night tonight, and you have it for tomorrow.
I'll try to. I'm a little busy at night.
Doing what?
Doing what? 25 yards of mulch. I'm gonna move.
You got people there.
We're gonna do
lots of people
in
the house to help.
A lot of people living there right now.
We're gonna do a team of eight tonight, and if you want to,
so from 2 p.m. until bedtime, you're moving mulch.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to at least. I gotta cut shrubs in the front though first. Then you gotta get the clippings up, and then you put the mulch down.
Now we should have asked yesterday.
No, our mistake.
What?
No, when are you prepping for tomorrow's show?
We need one thing for tomorrow's show. Can you do it?
Yeah, I can do it.
You can do the caricature.
I'll get it done.
Thank you.
And can I draw one of Billy Lanny too?
Yes.
If you'd like.
Yes.
Yes.
Billy Lanny and Beetle.
But he doesn't wear flip-flops. He wears sneakers.
Hanging out in a tent on a mountain.
Back to your calls coming up next.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Normally, I wouldn't say this about a Bill Belichick team. I feel like they could play anywhere. They could play in a church, a basketball court, whatever it may be. They're professionals. They're always ready. But this year, I think crowd noise will be important. For a quarterback who's taking over for one of the greatest players in the history of the sport, yeah, we know the spotlight's going to be on Jarrett Stidham. There's expectations. There's pressure. Well, hey, in New England, they got a great defense. They won a lot of games with their defense last year. So in a year where the great Tom Brady's gone and you got a new quarterback, man, do you need the crowd this year to help out your football team, help out your young quarterback, you know, and help out the young quarterback in helping out the defense by being loud and making it hard for opposing offenses to where, hey, early in the year, you know, hey, they're going to have to lean on that defense and crowd noise and do things like that.
That photoshops, is that what you're laughing at?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. The one from Daniel Connolly?
Yep, best one yet.
It is a freak show out there right now in the photoshops. You people, I tell you. Tom Morgan, you're a freak, man.
We just
for what he's been able to come up with. I'd like to real quick go back to that one of her sitting that Josh designed. Of her sitting down, looks like she's talking. Hardy, it looks like that woman that was in, this is what hit me during the break. I'm looking at that Photoshop that Josh Fowler made of her sitting there, not the one of her riding the bike. It looks like that woman that was in that movie with, who's the guy? Douglas, Romancing the Stone.
Yes.
What the hell is her name?
Kathleen Turner.
Thank you. That she looks like, see, Josh Fowler went and created Kathleen Turner's twin sister. It did nothing for me in the Giselle, Carol Baskin's Photoshop, but... It's a good effort. Kathy, you created Kathleen Turner. That was not the chore. That was not the contest. Damn.
I'm just looking forward to your caricature tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be a good one. I'm going to do Lanny playing wiffle ball.
Okay, we don't need Lanny. What we Jay's need
is pitch. I'm going to draw Jay's two pitching.
Giselle
hunched over pitching the ball.
A mashup between Giselle and Carole Baskin. That is the assignment.
How am I going to draw Giselle?
I don't know, but that's...
I'm not good on distinct facial recognition. I could do, the face with a couple expressions, but Giselle's hard to do. I'll do Big Adam's apple. She's got a Big Adam's apple.
I don't know what you're going to come up with, but that's what we would like.
Yeah. See, Chris Sims, you played the audio of Chris Sims there.
Oh.
Did he not look at the Patriots' schedule before he made those comments about the defense? That the Patriots need a crowd because the defense, it's got to be ramped up and the young quarterback. Because last time I checked,
he's talking about Patriots, home games.
Patriots pick games on the road, man, are the
he's
biggest
not talking
ones
about
of
road games. Talking about home games.
Yeah.
Biggest ones are on the road.
But he's talking about home games.
Doesn't every game, though, have the potential to be a big game this year with a quarterback you don't know what he's going to be? I mean, yeah. Every game. I mean, week one, that's a big game.
I'm more worried about the kid on the road than I am at home.
All right, but he's not talking about the road. He's talking about at home.
Okay.
He's talking about New England Patriots home games.
Week one Miami is a big game this year.
You said that for any team playing at home. You play 8 games at home. You play 8 on the road.
No, in past years, you would look past Miami at home week one and say that's not a big game.
It's not about the schedule, and it's not about home and road. It's about none of that. It's about having fans in the stadiums or not, and for the Patriots, when they're at home, what that would mean for their defense was actually the point.
Okay, so he's saying
not allowing fans in the building or allowing fans in the building. We just discussed this about the New England Patriots, and we said, would it be a pro or a con? And we talked about it both for the road stuff. That's not what Sims is talking about. He's talking about when they're at home. We just talked about this yesterday,
which
is why we're following up with it. And we've said, and I've said, it could be better for Stidham to not have a crowd. It's one less thing to have to worry about. Anywhere, home or road, that there's no crowd that is going to overwhelm you or is going to distract you in any way or get you a little too amped up or make you nervous or any of those things. It's a sterile environment for a quarterback who's never played meaningful snaps in the NFL before.
And on the flip side of that, you have a defensive-minded head coach that's going to have his defense ready to go in a sterile environment. I'm with you on this. I'm opposite what Sim said. I think silence would help this team more so this year because of discipline, of coaching, of both units being ready to play. And from a communication standpoint, when communication walkthroughs, attention to detail are more important for this team than any other. Some of the other teams are going to play are going to have them outflanked by athletes. You're going to look at other rosters, and we'll do this every week, say, which one would you rather have? Hell, I'd rather have Kansas City. Hell, I'd rather have the Raiders receivers. Shoot, I'd rather have Tampa Bay. How about when San Francisco comes to town? Which roster? Oh, my God, look at them. They're stacked. We're going to do this each and every week. Which ones are ready to go when that ball's kicked? Which ones are better coached? And that's where it benefits, I think, a team like the Patriots to have things quiet where we can communicate better, both home and away.
Well, you mentioned something
comment. No?
Early in the show today about when the crowd was, for Garoppolo. What's the crowd going to be like for this quarterback out of the gate? I mean, this is sort of a wait and see. I think there are more fans now that feel like they have no idea what we're going to get with Stidham versus when it was Garoppolo. There was a belief that had been built up around Garoppolo that I don't think exists yet for Jared Stidham.
I don't know if you agree with me on this point, but I've felt sort of a little bit of a transfer here, and this is based on some of the people that I talked to, too. And maybe even some of the players that have played, and maybe they're retired, maybe they're not retired. That ever since Rob Gronkowski went and signed down there, that I think they're going to be a little excited if Jared does well and does well early here. Where I think fans are going to have a tough time of Tom singularly picking up, transplanting, going somewhere to play well and play well elsewhere and do well while your team struggles. Fans are going to have a tough time with that. I'm starting to feel it tilt a little bit. To where, all right, you want to go down there? And then you're going to pony up? And go to bat for the tight end that quit on you last year and left you hanging dry in a 12-4 year where you really could have had a good tight end. You may have been 13-3, 14-2. Then you're going to go to bat for that guy. Hmm. You know what? We'll ride with our guy. Starting to feel that a little bit. Starting to feel that turn a little bit.
Now, I think people are going to do that anyway.
I'm not putting that on Tom. I'm putting it on a tight end.
Okay. No, you're talking about Patriots fans changing their allegiance or whether they're going to root for both. Because I don't think anybody's...
He's talking about the excitement level of the crowd. Yeah, you know I mean? And I think fans are going to be ready to go at the start of the year. I think, you know, like, let's go. Let's see what this kid can do.
Of course they're going to be ready to go. I
do think they'll be sitting on their hands a little hardy at the beginning. Just like that other 1 o'clock. And I compare it to that 1 o'clock game against Miami when Kiko Alonso hit Jimmy Garoppolo and ended up separating the shoulder. Oh, what could have been, you know? Mm. They were excited when Garoppolo started spinning it, man, threading it. He was hot in that first half. And holy crap, we got something here, man. I think I even said it on the broadcast. This kid can play.
Joe is in the car. He's got a thought on this. Stidham with no crowd or crowd. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, either way, the games are going to be huge. And so we'd like a little bit more insight than you got to block. And if he doesn't do it, somebody else has got to do it.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
He's got to catch the ball. He's got to get the ball to him. And, you know, defense has got to step up. How about a little bit more insight? Every game's huge, and I'll tell you. They
go one insight. You want more insight than what I've been giving you? You want to bring it down a little more?
Things are going to turn when they go 1-4, so you can see that everything's shift right now. Yeah, of course it's not even shifting. They're going to watch Brady. They're going to watch the Patriots. We want to do good. Stidham goes 1-4. Up comes the next guy, and you're going to say, well, you didn't get it done. That's not good enough.
1-4 will be interesting if he goes 1-4 out of the gate.
He goes 1-4, he's in trouble.
Well, that's Hoyer.
Yeah.
Now Hoyer becomes
a real
discussion.
Well, maybe it'll be Hoyer, right? Maybe it'll be Hoyer, and they want him to look bad so Stiff could get in. It's like a soft landing. Some people have done that one, right? Yeah.
Just back to your whole Brady thing, though. I feel the shift away from that. Like the
people
the,
were pissing.
The fascination with
the
watching.
Combination of the tight end down there and him retiring from WWE. It's taking a big leak on the whole thing.
I still think it's going to be compelling, but the rooting for Brady and Gronkowski to do well.
I hope he does well. I hope Tom does well.
Well, I think you are in a group that's growing smaller.
That's my point. I think that shift is starting to turn here.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Let's get to headlines here. We got one more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways are coming up at 1:50.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985 is the telephone number. Open lines for you. You want to grab one right now, like Bob in Rhode Island did. Hi, Bob.
Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, well, I'm calling about the noise thing with the crowds for Stidham. I mean, he played at Auburn. I mean, don't they hold like 80,000 to 100,000 people?
Yes, and he did. He did 750,000 people. Yeah.
And big schools, and really big schools, like, you know, great competition. And I think maybe at home, I don't think he will. Maybe away he might have a little problem with the noise, but any quarterback does. Unless the whole crowd at the Patriots Stadium boos him, then he might have a problem. But he's been under that kind of conditions before.
Yeah, I mean, he has, but not at the NFL level, and I think there's a big difference between the two.
Well, college kids, I think they would get really loud. I mean, really, really loud.
Like really
so
loud.
Maybe, you know, but I mean, they're all young kids, and they're screaming like crazy. So, I mean.
Great. I mean, if you want to compare whoever he played in college at Auburn to going into Kansas City against the Chiefs in the NFL at the speed of the game, great, you do it. I'm not doing it. I don't think they're the same thing. Just don't.
It's our 4:30 game in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
When it's nasty out, they play Renegade. Yeah. Like I said, how about Seattle week 2? Yeah. You want to talk about not hearing yourself think? Yeah. That place. Auburn gets loud.
Yeah,
he's right. SEC football's big time.
No doubt about it.
That is a big stage against big men.
He's got a lot more to process at this level within this team than
game moves faster. The game moves faster.
It's a much faster game.
Your mistakes, your window for mistakes, your margin for error is much tighter. You don't have guys running 5 feet open. You know, that ball better be out. It better be hitting that kid wherever you expect him to be, in the hands, under pressure, under duress, when a guy runs a 4-5 coming off the corner. Yeah.
Hardy, you okay?
We're getting more photoshopped.
Don't look at Twitter. We got a show to do
right now. You just can't tell me don't look. I just did. Jesus.
Oh my!
the Giselle Carol Baskin photoshops are coming in fast and furious, and Sparrow Jack so far is the leader in the clubhouse.
Sparrow Jack's first one,
it's okay.
Is not bad.
It's the second one.
The second one is scary.
The second one is just so wrong.
Billy Lanny said I already drew him.
Second one's got a little bit of Quagmire Family Guy to it.
Can you
post
it?
The first one, in order to make Giselle's face fit Carol Baskin, you know, because Baskin's got a wider face, they just made Giselle's face bigger.
Well, oh, no, that's the one I like.
I do, too. Yeah. I think that's the good one.
Yeah.
Where are these at?
That one works. How, I don't know, but it does. That one works.
I'm going to retweet it right now.
Retweet that right now.
Yes, yep, that's
good.
Yep,
there it is. I'm not going to retweet that second one, though. That is creepy. Uh, 617-779-0985. What? Are you seeing it?
Yeah, I see it now.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All
right.
But really creepy.
We're back. It's fine.
Wow.
All right.
Anything else you guys wanted to talk about today that we have not talked about to this point?
Oh, free for all.
Oh, we got an email.
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple
email of the day. Do we have an email we want to get to?
We can do that email, the one that you share with all of us. I got it too. Go ahead.
You got it too?
Yeah, read it.
Okay. Where's my glass? Hold on a second. All right. Email of the day. Email of the day. This is actually sent to Hardy and Scott Zolak.
Mm-hmm.
Other people were omitted from the email. Question. This is from Frank. Why have Beetle and Jim been so ornery lately?
Mm.
So grouping Beetle and Jim together.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that they put a...
Well, the subject line is cranky pants?
Yeah.
Question
notice
mark?
Notice that they have put pants. A bit of a quote-unquote stink on the mood lately of the program. Makes for awkward TV/radio. Something going on? Is there trouble in paradise? Question mark. I hope not. Be nice, people. Take the mic away from Jim. That's from Frank.
Why do we have to take the mic away from Jim?
So what's going on between you two now?
There's a small number of rabid, highly organized, passionate, anti-Jim Louth on the mic people out there.
I agree. I think this is an outside hit.
Out of our, you know...
Outside the market.
Hundreds of thousands of listeners, there are two people who really dislike Jim on the mic.
What if we ever got an anti-Jim email?
Frank is one of them. There's that other guy. There's that other guy.
Nick on Twitter.
Nick.
I mean,
Nick and Frank. Frank and Nick.
Yeah, those are the two. So that's just a throw-in. But there is the question from Frank. So we'll allow Beetle and Jim to answer that. Why have you two been so ornery lately? Go ahead.
Have I been more ornery than usual?
We are accepting it as fact for the purposes of the email of the day. Yes, Beetle, why have you been so ornery lately?
I don't think I've been any more ornery than usual.
It's funny. The reason he's pretty ornery.
It's an ornery response. Yeah, he's denying it all.
No, it is funny, though, because the time the email was sent was when we were discussing we each had to pick aside on something that nobody really wanted to pick anything on anyways, and we had to argue for the NFL rules that we really didn't want to make anyways.
I thought everybody was ornery during that
We were quite clear on that. No. We were quite clear on that none of us wanted to pick any of these.
Owly, I think. That's a good word. So, Jim, why have you been so ornery lately?
Yeah, Jim.
I was just arguing a point. I was helping your side of things.
No, I'm lately. I'm in the last week, you know,
How's
couple days, week, whatever, yeah.
How's traffic's
fine. One day of traffic. That's it.
One day.
Well, one day.
You still eat normally at home? You on a regular eating?
Oh, you know what? Actually, I've been eating better the last couple of days. That's probably why. If it's the last couple of days,
see,
yeah.
See? I mean, I ate everything in sight for about a month during the pandemic there, but
yeah, the email was today, so obviously it's current.
Yeah, insightful. Yeah. So he was able to tap into Jim's.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good by Frank picking up on
less
it.
Less coffee the last couple of days, less food. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Why less coffee?
I don't know. I was drinking 4 cups a day. It's probably too much, no?
Ooh,
I don't know.
That's not bad. It's good.
2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon.
It's like kind 10 of cigarettes.
That felt like too much.
What's a lot of cigarettes in one day?
No idea.
How many are you smoking now? How many are you smoking
now? I'm just asking.
Like a half a pack a day? It's too much.
I smoke six and a half hour. In Israel for the first time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Last summer when you went to Israel, you smoked?
Yeah.
Why?
For a half hour. I don't know. Because it was like everybody was out and having a good time. People were smoking. I smoked six of them in a half hour.
Wait, you were with like other players and like.
They were smoking. Some of them were smoking.
No, they weren't.
Not cigarettes, but like wives were there, you know, friends, and everybody was smoking. It was like, hey, and the good music was cranking.
Let's all enjoy a smoke.
No, like, what are you doing? Like, you just have, like, I don't know. How many, were you supposed to smoke fast, slow? I don't know.
You smoke.
I don't smoke.
So you never.
I don't smoke.
You've never smoked regularly.
Never smoked regularly.
Like, you've had a cigarette a time or two.
No, I've not.
You never had a cigarette in your
life.
Before
that?
Nope, that was the night.
So the first time at the age of 52, you decide the way to do it is to smoke 6 of them inside of 30 minutes.
Honestly, God, people see me out in bars. You see me out in clubs. I never have a cigarette in my hand. I don't smoke.
Hardy.
And I've never attempted it until last June.
I've, in my life, never once smoked a cigarette.
It's tried
other things,
really,
but not a cigarette.
And out. I believe both of you. My question is, Beetle, if you decided to smoke today, would you smoke a cigarette every 5 minutes for the next half hour?
No.
And that's what Zoe did.
But the problem was, I sucked on him so hard that like it went right down
save
the
that.
Cigarette, the entire cigarette almost.
Save
like in one in-breath.
Were they like Israeli cigarettes?
I don't know.
Well, where'd you
get
them?
Cigarettes.
They
I mean,
got them over there.
Brands
it's the same. It's the same. They got all the same brands. You can get anything.
I don't know. You get the if you get yourself a Coca Cola
like hand rolled.
I don't know that if you get a Coca Cola down in the Bahamas, it's different than the Coca Cola you get in Boston.
Really?
They have different bottlers. Yes,
buy a
slightly.
Pack of Camels in Israel, can't you?
Well, yeah, but is it,
camel,
is, it
camel,
is it
like
the same Camel cigarette? I mean, the soda pop
good
is
question.
Different, slightly different formulas for different
oh,
cultures,
sure
different tastes.
I'm sure it's slightly different, sure. Yeah.
But could be stronger, could be weaker. I don't know.
I haven't smoked since.
Like, basically.
I didn't feel great. Did not feel great the next day.
I just Googled Israeli cigarette brands.
Great. And what are they?
There's four. There's three listed.
Jim, when you got a good Israeli club music, the boom, 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 boom. I need your Israeli club music.
Noblesse is one, and Time is another. Time cigarettes. But I'm sure they sell many other brands in Israel.
Oh, yeah.
That are from
Americanized. Yep.
That are from other places.
Smoking a marble, man. The big horse. Cowboy hat.
I think.
See what the email of the day can do?
And now, live on the set, DJ Dudu, 954-605-5929.
Here you go. I didn't want to leave there, man. Tel Aviv, I'm telling you. Oh, my God.
Does this remind you being there?
Yes, it does. Boom, 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 boom. Anybody want more hummus? Awesome. Sure, right here.
Oh, someone is calling bullcrap on your 6.5 hour now, saying that they smoke a pack a day and they couldn't smoke 6.5 hours.
You've seen
hour.
Me do stuff. I do things fast. I don't, you know. It's quick.
I do think. Were you fully inhaling?
Hell yeah. Shirts and buttons. Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I could also see Zoe stubbing them out before a real smoker.
Probably. I didn't.
Before
never,
a real
I don't know
smoker.
What I was doing. Yep.
Like they get halfway down.
Yep.
Takes two drags, and then he, you know, stubs
it out.
Grabs
another,
another one.
Right.
The first drag is the best. I mean, that's.
Turn up, Jim.
Beetle, you've smoked a lot of marijuana, though. What's your problem with cigarettes?
Grew up with a parent who was a smoker.
But you smoke marijuana cigarettes. Doesn't that count?
I have done that before, yes.
Well, then, you know, you're a big
not
smoker.
Not quite the same.
Nah, it's worse. You're a big smoker. It's really bringing Zoe back.
You guys want to stay out? Yeah, sure. Come on, pop a seat. Next bottle. I got this one.
You remember, Beetle, he was a changed man from that trip. He said going over there changes you.
Yeah, it changes life.
It does.
What's different now?
But I dig this music. Come on. Yeah. No, it strengthens your faith in whatever you believe in. So Billy Lanny's all in on me with the new Photoshop of him.
Okay. All right.
Drawing him. Because he's done. Drew,
we done.
Yeah, please.
We're done. Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver. All the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.